Well, Keelan, you missed me for Money Chat last week, didn't you?
I did. We really missed you.
I love how you had the picture of me up for anybody that looks online or sees our behind the scenes video that our awesome executive assistant Victoria does. But I missed everybody, and I really appreciate you stepping in and being the host slash co-host. So, and great Money Chat last week. What do you have for us this week?
Well, I figured, considering we're mortgage experts and it was a big day yesterday.
Are we really?
Yes, we are. I feel like we should probably touch base on the Federal Reserve announcing yesterday that they're holding its benchmark short-term interest rate steady and unchanged. That's big news because kind of when this year started, there's going to be 6 increases and then it went to 3. And now rates are super low, which is awesome. And they're even talking about making them even lower. So the current federal funds rate is set in a range between 2.25 and 2.5. When the Fed adjusts that rate, it changes the private borrower's cost for everything from mortgages, credit cards, home equity lines of credit. Lowering the rate can help stimulate the economy as well, increase inflation, which remains shy of the Fed's target of 2% a year. So they're increasing, you know, the stimulus, lowering rates creates activity. So it's getting really interesting. Awesome time to buy. And they use this word. They have been using this word. We are going to remain patient. Quote. You can't see my quotes. I'm doing quotes.
Quotation.
Remain patient. And they've kind of filled it in with now they say we'll act as appropriate to sustain expansion. So they're kind of a little bit more reserved in their dialogue. And it's funny because you get all kind of people read into what they say. And it's going to be pretty interesting. And in fact, when the committee met, the central bank, some of them didn't agree, which hasn't happened forever, that they're saying we should lower rates now. So they're remaining flat, but if we kind of read between the lines, it sounds like maybe rates are going to go good even more.
I know. It's so funny because I always say, people say, what are rates going to do? And I said, you know, all experts, including myself, the best economists, they're right 50% of the time. And it's just so crazy because nobody, no economist was saying when they were predicting what was going to happen for this upcoming year that we'd see any decrease in interest rate or the previous year. So it tells you nobody knows what's going to happen. But you'd mention about the feds and the dialogue and the words that they're using. They choose their words very, very careful because the whole purpose of giving a behind the scenes of what happened in the Federal meeting is to see how the economy is going to react, see how consumers are going to react to the information that they're putting out there. So they'll put something out there because their job is to keep everything balanced and manage the inflation. So when they say something, we may do this or do that, they want to see how the markets are going to react to it. And if the markets react in a favorable way, then they'll act or not. You know, so it's really interesting. It's all a test to see what the markets are going to do and how consumers are going to react to the behind the scenes news. I wish we were that important with our behind the scenes.
Oh, we are, Tina.
We are. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Now, also, just as a reminder, we've talked about this before. When the feds adjust the prime rate, that is not directed to mortgage rates. Keelan mentioned what it does affect. It affects short term credit cards, car loans, home equity line of credit. Mortgage rates are based on how the Fannie Mae 30-year bond is trading. Mortgage rates are directly tied to the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, not what the Fed and what they're doing with the prime rate. Sometimes it has a same response, negative or positive, and sometimes it has the exact opposite response. Now, it does affect what the bond markets are going to do and how they're going to trade, but they don't exactly work all the time the same way, positive or negative. So, on that note, with mortgage interest rates, 30-year fixed mortgage interest rate and national average is 3.99, which is down 5 basis points from 4.04 a week ago. 15-year fixed national rates fell 4 basis points to 3.34 from 3.38 a week ago. Now, there's a lot of factors we needed to disclose that we are not quoting interest rates on this show. Absolutely not. There's a lot of different factors that affect interest rates. But just so that you know, I want to break these down for you. Credit score, obviously, everybody knows the better credit score you have, the better interest rate you're going to get. The highest credit bracket is 740. So you want to aim for that. And if you don't have it, call the show because we can definitely help you assist in increasing your credit score or directing you to a consultant that can. Down payment is going to have a difference effect in interest rate. Loan amount, whether you're going to be jumbo or conforming or high balance. We actually are really lucky at Gateway. Our high balance are the same as conforming, but a lot of companies have a pretty big ad for high balance. So just a little shout out there for Gateway and how they their price on the secondary. Property type as well, single family, best interest rate. Condos, the rates are a little bit higher. It makes sense because the banks do not have the same control over a condo and what's going to happen with the homeowners association. So there's a homeowners association. So there's a little bit of risk there. Multifamily is the highest interest rate. Makes sense, right? Because there's going to be properties that are going to be rented out. Again, there's not the same amount of control in the multifamily units. Loan type is going to affect. You have conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, USDA. You have a fixed versus an adjustable rate mortgage. And then loan term. The shorter the loan term, the better the interest rate. Now, there's also multiple interest rate cost structures. So I encourage, if you're talking with a mortgage consultant that gives you one interest rate, you need to really pick up the phone and give us a call, because you should be educated that there's multiple rates to choose from. Any given day, we're talking about five different interest rate structures. You can pay points and get a great rate, and you can pay no closing cost and take a higher rate. It just really depends on how long you plan on keeping that loan. So it's all about the numbers and making sure that you know what your options are. Also, call to action for being able to lock and shop. If you're working with a lender that does not have the ability to lock your interest rate now so you can protect it in case the rates for mortgages do not go down, give you some time to shop for a property, then give us a call, because we definitely have a great lock and shop program. Now, as I've started out with the money chat about the interest rates and how the mortgage rates have dropped, every 0.25% is equal to about $10,000 in buying power. So sometimes it's a little bit of fun to be able to look at it based on buying power, based on the payment, because that's really it's all about. You have a payment objective, where you want to keep your payment on a monthly basis. How much can I buy with that payment? Well, 0.25% lower in interest rate, you now can buy $10,000 more in property. Wouldn't give justice to the money out chat without saying talk with your mortgage consultant or call the show for refinance, because there's great opportunities now with the drop in rate. Whether you switch to a shorter term to pay off the loan quicker, whether you actually cash out and leverage some of that, maybe you want to get out of get into a new 30-year fix so that you can have a lower payment and invest. We've got a financial planner that's going to talk about investment today, or pull cash to where you can leverage that money in investments or buying more real estate, cash out for home improvement so you can increase the value of your property and love where you're living a little bit more, or cash out to pay off debt. So there are a lot of options to take advantage with the lower interest rates. Call the show at 1-855-411-1150. Keelan and I can help adjust you to let you know exactly what makes most sense for you. And that's our money chat today. Coming up next on the Money Hour, who's helping you captain your financial ship and protect your money from long-term care, cost, and taxes? Susan Shaler of Edward Jones, right here in 1150 AM KKNW. After the short break.